While they were busy with that, the bookstore owner got the package Mario had left for Anya. The package was rectangular and 5 inches thick. Covered in brown paper and secured by twine, it looked unassuming.
Do you know what it is?
No, Mario didn't say. He just asked me to keep it here for him, until he returned or you came for it.
Anya took her Swiss Army knife out and cut the twine.
Do you know what happened to Mario?
The family called me and told me. They're going to have the funeral in a couple of days, when they get his body back from the United States. I'm going to shut down the shop and go. He was always in and out of the shop, always talking about things he was researching. I enjoyed our conversations.
Had you known him long?
Sure, since he was a boy. He was my nephew. I married his mother's sister.
Mario had left the package with family. It made perfect sense to Anya then. She unwrapped the contents of the package. 2 books, both leather-covered and thick, came loose in her hands. One bore the stamp of the Vatican and looked very old. Rue and Stanley drew close, sensing something important was being uncovered. They stood behind Anya, looking over her shoulder. An outdated cursive script covered the pages, written in Latin. The first entry was dated January 23, 1209. Here opens the personal narrative of Yanis Ozzolini, town historian.
That book is 800 years old?
Yes.
But it's gotta be a fake.
Why?
Because the pages are too white. A paperback has a shelf life of about 3 weeks and begins to yellow on day one.
This is the way paper used to be made. The way it should always be made. If you get the chance to look at some of the books that were made 600 and 700 years ago and longer, I think you'll be surprised at how well they were made. From the paper to the stitching to the binding. You just don't see that kind of quality anymore.
I'll take your word for it.
Come to my house sometime. I'll show you the private collection I've put together.
Anya looked at Rue in irritation. He usually wasn't so generous with his things. He refused to meet her gaze. There was also a note from Mario in the first book. Anya lifted it up, saddened at the sight of her lost friend's penmanship.
Dear Anya, if you're getting these books from Uncle Michelangelo, then something has gone horribly wrong. I wasn't looking for this story when I found it. Of course, I was looking for embarrassing indiscretions committed by the Holy Roman Church, because that seems to be all the rage these days. In the course of doing that, I started researching the Teutonic Order. You know, the German knights in black and white that went forth to smite religion into the heads of unbelievers? I found this journal. It contains the story of an Austrian baron, Frederick of Schluter, who heard the tale of a Viking who lived among the Curonians. This Viking was named Thor, and he had an enchanted hammer that gave him power to crush all his enemies. One of the stories told of fabulous treasure that Thor brought with him from his homeland. Frederick of Schluter went to Riga to find the treasure. He and his men raped, tortured, and murdered the local villagers. Ozzolini, as you see, documented all these events in his journal. He also states his intention to present the case before Pope Innocent III, hoping to get Frederick of Schluter thrown out of the Teutonic Order. He sent the journal by messenger when he came back by another route. Evidently, he told Baron Frederick his intentions. Ozzolini was killed by brigands not far outside the city where he lived his whole life. As a result, this journal was lost. Personally, I believe Frederick of Schluter hired someone to do it, or masked his identity while he did it himself. Ozzolini's death was recorded in a book kept by the priest of the church there. I found that out when I visited. So, the only person who's truly following the story now is you, Anya. On a more personal note, I fell in love with the woman. Believe it or not, I was smitten with her almost as soon as I laid eyes on her. Never expected to fall in love at first sight. Her name is Irena Skuyans. She's a hedge witch in a community where I was staying. I know you know what a hedge witch is, but she is something more, too. I didn't find out the whole truth until it was too late. I met a man in town who told me that Irena was a professional thief and confidence woman. At first, I didn't believe him, but he had arrest records and photographs. He told me he was an international bounty hunter there to take her in. I left the next day. I had these books sent in secret to Uncle Michelangelo, and then sent a more obvious package to your address in Brooklyn. Whatever's happened to me, make sure you take care of yourself. This find, if it's Viking treasure, I hope will be significant. But there are other people looking for it. While researching the facts in Ozzolini's book, I contacted Baroness Schlüter. She still lives in the family castle outside Vienna. The Baroness told me she'd see me burn in hell before the story of her ancestor came to light. I believed her. She's 80-something years old and a scary old bat. Even scarier is her grandson, Wolfram Schlüter, as aptly named. There is a hunger and evil in him that you can see. I found out later, while researching the family, that the barony is almost destitute. Greed has always motivated treasure hunters. As you'll see in Ozzolini's journal, when Thor died, the belief is that he was given a Viking funeral. He was put in a small boat in the harbor and set on fire. No mention is made of what became of his hammer, or the wealth he'd amassed. It's there, Anya, and I think I've almost found it. Hopefully you and I will be able to find it together. You are a lot better at site surveys than I was. As near as I can figure, there's a catacomb of old Roman graves somewhere out there that Thor used to hide his treasure.
There was more to the letter, but it was of a personal nature. Anya didn't read it aloud. Mario had intended that part for her only, and she wanted to keep it that way. Leafing through the journal, Anya saw the book contained drawings of people and places, as well as maps of the general area. She shifted her attention to the second book.
Fellini was making a copy.
Anya leafed through the second book. She noticed the change from the original notations to extra patches of narrative that Mario had written in.
Why didn't he just photocopy the original?
Because he was annotating this copy, adding in details from his personal observations and on-site fact-finding.
In Riga?
Outside Riga. He said he stayed in a village he guessed was near the original site where Thor landed and repelled the Vikings. I need some time to read through this.
We don't have a lot of time. There are others obviously seeking the same treasure.
They haven't found it yet, and now we're one step ahead. We have some time.
It will take a while to set up a means to get out of Venice and to Riga. You can work en route.
Terrific. Generous much?
Psh, sitting around isn't the way you do things, and you know it.
Okay, guilty as charged.
Anya didn't want to admit it, but she was itching to be on the move herself. Rogue Angel is continued on the next CD.